is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. And of course, a few days before the Super Bowl, we have a full show. Thank you so much to Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Moon for joining us in the last break. Next hour, we're going to be joined by someone who both coached and played in the NFL. He played for the Philadelphia Eagles. He coached for the Kansas City Chiefs. Herman Edwards is going to be here with us next hour. And it's not just all about the NFL. Even though they have the NFL Honors Awards tonight, we're going to find out who and who is not going into the Hall of Fame. We'll find out the MVP of this past season. There's basketball stuff going on, too. Yes, stuff. The NBA trade deadline, it came and went. Kevin Durant, still a member of the Phoenix Suns. And we saw the Los Angeles Lakers picked up a center from Charlotte. Brandon Ingram is in Toronto, and there's so much more. Let's talk about the aftermath. Jimmy Butler moving, De'Aaron Fox moving. We're going to be joined in about 20 minutes by Joe Vardon. Joe Vardon of The Athletic covers all things NBA. That'll be a fun conversation in about 20 minutes. Now, if you've missed a minute of the show, if you missed the interview, the conversation with Warren Moon, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network radio affiliate. Shout outs to people on SiriusXM, SiriusXM channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, you can always talk to the machine. I don't know if you call it Alexa or Siri or Google or whatever you have. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, shout outs to people working with their hands. Carpenters, electricians, construction workers, people cooking up that food. Shout outs to everybody. Okay, you can find me online. I'm on the internet. I'm not a difficult individual to find. I am at JR Sport Brief. And as I told Hickey a few minutes ago, man, I went into Facebook. Hickey, there's so many friend requests that they've been sitting there for a long time, man.
So what do you do, by the way? Do you accept them and acknowledge that, yeah, I've ignored it for 2 years? Or you just kind of let it sit there and pretend like you never saw it?
No, I accept. If I know them, I accept them. I got the JR Sport Brief page, and I got my personal JR Jackson page, you know?
Right, but I mean, it sounds like you haven't been on there in a while, which is why...
My personal page, yeah.
Right, so I'm saying, like, if someone, I don't know, I mean, how far back do some of these go? Like, are we talking, like, weeks? Months? I mean, dare I say... Yes. Do you accept a friend request from 2 years ago?
Yeah, why not? I mean, if I know you, here's an example. You ready for this one?
Sure.
Someone who I work with very closely here in Atlanta. I've known the guy for 6 or 7 years now. Hickey, I just saw it. Okay, give me a break. I just saw the guy 3 days ago in his face. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? You good? I was sitting in front of him for like 30 minutes. Okay. I just see his friend. He probably was like, man, I saw this guy a couple days ago. He's just seeing my friend request that I sent years ago? Yeah, I did. Hickey, if I know you, I know you, all right?
I think that's a good policy to have. I'm glad that that person you work with hasn't, like, you know, held it against you. I can see people getting offended. Oh, you don't want to be friends on Facebook? Well, why not?
Just tell them, hey, I'm your friend in real life. Think about that, okay? Isn't that better? Do I want to be Facebook friends?
Sounds like you don't post that much, so.
There's nothing to post on my personal. What am I posting on my personal page?
You're not taking selfies on Friday nights?
No, bro. No. I use social media for JR Sport Brief stuff. Okay.
Selfie Sunday? You don't partake?
Nah. I've never had a selfie Sunday. No.
But like maybe like a peace sign, like, you know, deuces?
No, in the park and stuff? No. Yeah. Nope. Not at all.
Hashtag Sunday Funday? I could see you doing that.
This is Sunday Funday?
Yeah.
My Sunday fun day, I cannot share on the internet, okay?
Oh,
well, wow. I guess you can. You can. Everything is on the internet.
I was going to say, there's really no nothing you can't do that would shock the internet at this point.
Yeah, I may not have a job. I may have to switch careers, but I can't share my Sunday fun day I can't do that, Hickey. You're going to get me fired. Come on, man.
No, I'm not saying to share. I'm saying that you taking a picture in the park, do sign, you know, peace sign up, hashtag Sunday fun day.
I've taken photos in the park. I mean, what normal human being hasn't taken a photo in a park in their life?
You're just not uploading them to Facebook for the world to see.
Well, not Facebook. There's pictures of me in parks all over the place. Typically talking about sports. Yeah.
Fair.
How about this interesting story? And I'm veering way off track now. Before we talk basketball with Joe Varden in about 15 minutes. Hickey, there was a couple of years ago. You know, Piedmont Park is like the central park of Atlanta, Georgia. Beautiful park, has botanical gardens and a pool and fields and concerts. We have all of that stuff. So one day, and I was randomly in the park, all right? And I had a guy, Hickey, this guy stopped me. He goes, hey. He goes, JR. And I go, yeah. And he tells me his name, and I look at him. And I go, you got to be kidding me. Hickey, this guy who stopped me randomly in Piedmont Park was my very first YouTube subscriber from 2009. This was like 2 years ago.
Wow.
What are the odds? He told me his username. You know, early on in YouTube, I have to create the engagement. And so I'm not just posting stuff. I have to create the community. And so I know the names. Hickey, there was a guy on YouTube. I don't know if he's still there. His name was Pet My Cat With Those. That was his username. Okay. I remember that now. It's 2025. I remember this guy's face and his username. And, it was just random as hell. And he took a photo. This is bringing it back all back. You asked me about taking a photo in a park. He's a professional photographer. He took a photo of me in the park. And I had that day I had on an Atlanta. I have a lot of them. I had an Atlanta Hawks hoodie on. And he actually took a very nice photo. It was like dusk and the sun was setting. And I'm like, yo, what are the odds? And I have his information, and we keep in contact. He actually hit me last night. He's like, hey, are you in New Orleans? I said, no, I'm keeping it tight in Atlanta this year. So just you never know how things come around, Hickey. You never know.
That's crazy. That's very cool. Talking about like a full circle moment. He's got to be very proud. He started on the ground floor, and now look at you.
Yeah, shout outs to my guy, Sean. Yeah, my guy, Sean. I'm looking at the photo now, Hickey. Nice photo. Hey, I'm gonna post this photo in a minute. That's a very nice photo. But anyway, that's very nice. I guess he's in New Orleans taking photos. I'm sitting here in Atlanta minding my business, having the time of my life, hanging out with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Somebody else is in New Orleans. I guess when you're Tom Brady, you naturally have the time of your life. I guess everything is just naturally good. Tom Brady, must I remind you? May I remind you, he works for Fox. He's making $37 million a year. He just finished year one of his contract. This guy has a 10-year deal with Fox to be a broadcaster. Now, look, am I the broadcaster I am today that I was last year? I hope not. The year before that, I hope not. My point is, with experience, you would hope and figure that you get better. Tom Brady wasn't all that good this past season, from what I heard. From what I observed, and I sure as hell didn't listen to every game. A lot of them games he called were just ass whoopings and blowouts. No, thank you, ma'am. And we also know that Tom Brady is part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, which in most people's minds presents a conflict of interest. How in the world can Tom Brady own an NFL franchise, but then also objectively and at a high level, you know, broadcast and report on teams when he's basically sleeping with the enemy? So here is a prime example of something that is going on this week. Tom Brady is calling the Super Bowl on Sunday between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Tom Brady is part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders are in the same division as the Kansas City Chiefs. They are rivals. And so for people who aren't familiar, the week before a game, typically on a weekend in the middle of the week, the broadcasting crew, they're doing what a lot of broadcasters do. They do what I do. They do what Hickey does. You research something before you talk about it. You talk to the people. So they talk to the teams. The NFL is entertainment. It's an entertainment product. You go talk to the coaches. You talk to the players. You gain insight. You get background so you can sit down for 3.5 hours on Sunday and deliver the best product possible. The entire Fox crew was out at the Kansas City Chiefs practice yesterday, except for one guy, Tom Brady. Tom Brady could not attend the Chiefs practice because it's a conflict of interest. 2 days ago, 3 days ago, we had the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell. He told everybody, this is not a big deal. Why? Just because it's Tom Brady? How come Tom Brady can half-ass this job and then give his all to the Raiders? And who's to say that anything that's not gleaned from the practice from, I don't know, Christina Pinkett or whoever the heck it might be, I don't think we'd have got a rat or a mole, but if they're all talking about this information and sharing it, then why wouldn't Tom Brady understand and get a hold of it too? Hey, how's Mahomes' knee looking? What happens when Hickey, is he going to ever call a game when the Raiders, well, it's AFC. Doesn't Fox every now and then get like one of these games where they, well, never two AFC teams, never that, right?
Never, but I feel like I did read something recently where I think the AFC, NFC, like it's now a little bit more blending than just strictly CBS, AFC, Fox, NFC. So there's a chance, like you said, it's probably after, you know, Raiders taking on the Packers or something like that. But there's a chance he could call their game for sure.
Yeah, I'm like, what is, and we're supposed to believe that he's going to give us accurate report? Come on now. People should be more concerned about this than athletes and referees out here trying to screw people over. I think it's the most ridiculous thing to talk about. Well, that isn't being talked about. This is a conflict. And he's just robbing money because he hasn't said anything. God bless Tom Brady if he improves next year. I do not expect it. Hey, and by the way, speaking of the Raiders, yeah, Tom Brady has restrictions as to where he can go and who he can talk to and what have you. His star defensive player, Max Crosby. Max Crosby is in New Orleans. He's talking to the media. He's not being shy. I guess this is the benefit of having Tom Brady in the room. I don't think he would say this if Mark Davis was solely, you know, running football operations. But Max Crosby was sitting down with Pro Football Talk, and he said, this is the most optimistic he has been about the Raiders ever.
Yeah, honestly, I'd be 100% real. I've had doubts in the past. I feel like this past year is probably the hardest year of my career. Battling through injury the whole year, struggling, losing 10 games in a row. Like, up here, it makes you start questioning a lot of things. Like, am I doing enough as a leader? With Pete Carroll, a guy that's one of four coaches to win a Natty and a Super Bowl, you got Spytek, who was with Tom Brady the whole time, in Tampa and won a Super Bowl. Brady, that's, I don't even have to say anything about that. I'm looking forward to continue talking to them and having those conversations, yeah. But it seems as if we're going the right direction. I can't say that it is, but I've been, this is probably the most optimistic I've been in recent years.
Yeah, well, he's correct. He's playing for the Raiders. He should have just started with Tom Brady. I'm optimistic because Tom Brady is here. And then Pete Carroll is here. And then Spytek, who worked for Light down in Tampa Bay and also knows Tom Brady, that he's here. Thank you, Tom Brady. He could have just stopped right there. We get it. Max Crosby did have a down year, only played 12 games due to an ankle injury. Still went out there, had 7.5 sacks. Max Crosby is a bad dude. A lot of people saying that they need to move him and trade him. Nah, you keep that guy. You just still got to find a quarterback. Maybe Tom Brady can go ahead and get that together. Tom Brady. Hickey, imagine being sent for a job and you can't do the full job. What type of stuff is that?
I think, to your point, that's crazy. Then having your bosses be okay with it. Sorry, boss. Can't do it. Yeah, no problem, Tom.
He only got one boss. It's the Murdochs. Okay? I mean.
Fair.
Right? Like, I bet you Tom Brady could flip over papers in the office and still have a job. They call, Tom, what happened? Well, they got all the stats wrong. They go, okay, Tom, just lighten up next time.
Do you think Roger Goodell should care?
I think he should.
Like, in the sense of, like, if he can't, like, not even just from the conflict of interest, just like the actual broadcast and like, don't you want good broadcasters calling your games?
Look,
not
like a lot of people, and I don't listen or care. I know what Greg Olsen sounds like. And when he talks, you want to pay attention to him. And he's actually breaking stuff down. Tom Brady is just like, he's trying. And Tom Brady may never be as good as Greg Olsen, which is why I think and understand why Greg Olsen is pained that they just gave him the job. But you know what? Welcome to the world. You know, you can be good at one thing and just have a name and you can end up with a gig. And Tom Brady, yeah, for all he did on the football field, that does not equate to him being a great broadcaster. It equates to him being an attraction. And to your point, Hickey, I think that's why Roger Goodell just goes, meh. You know, because the NFL, I don't want to say this is a surprise. They have influence. They do. You know, these are their partners. The television folks, whether it be at CBS or Fox or Amazon, they have influence on who's in the seats. And certainly what's being said and what's being broadcast. But it's Tom Brady. And that's kind of where it starts and where it stops. And unless Tom Brady is just sitting up there, you know, munching on Cheetos and going, yeah, that guy got to throw the ball to the guy deep. I mean, he's going to have that job until he doesn't want it because people are going to talk about him. And that's value in and of itself. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll see what Tom Brady sounds like on Sunday. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation with a national writer for The Athletic, covering all things NBA. Joe Varden is going to be here with us to break down the NBA's trade deadline. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The NBA trade deadline, it has come and it is gone. It's passed. We got some teams who have picked up some stars. We know about what the Lakers did with Luka Doncic. We saw what they did last night, adding a center. We see Brandon Ingram going up to Toronto. We see the Hawks under DeAndre Hunter. We saw Fox going to San Antonio to talk about the moves that took place and then the ones that did not. Hello, Phoenix Suns. Joining us right now is Joe Varden, who covers all things NBA coast to coast for The Athletic. Joe, how are you?
Well, that's a loaded question, given the last few days here on all of us who are following this kind of stuff. But I'm good. As you said, the deadline has passed, and then they just held the All-Star Draft, the first one ever, and I had to write about that. And so to begin to unwind, I put the Buckeyes on FS1, and Billy Raftery is on the call. So inspired by Billy, I think I can tell you and your listeners that when I'm done with you guys, I may be opening a bottle of red.
I understand that. Get the onions ready. You listen to Mr. Raftery. Get the onions to go. Well, Joe,
right.
what move outside of Durant did not happen that just makes you kind of scratch your head? Is there one?
Oh, wow. You know what? That is an interesting question, and I think I do have an answer. I was looking for the Warriors to do something else.
Wow.
You know, they had Looney's contract, and they had Gary Payton, that contract. And, you know, Vucevic, I thought, was out there to be moved. And so, you know, the Warriors are... They want to make one more run with Steph. You know, he's 36 years old. They make the Jimmy deal, obviously. But I really thought that they would go and get a big. So I thought Vooch was heading there, or at least that was something like that would occur. And Vooch staying put in Chicago did surprise me.
Hey, Joe, do you share in my opinion that this is likely going to be a souring situation over the next 2 years in Golden State with the age of their players, their stars?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this, yes. Like, dynasties either disintegrate and somewhat acrimoniously, or you ride it out until the older players retire, but in the process of that, you know, they just can't win at the level that they're used to. And I mean, after the Warriors won it all, in 2022. Look at what has been the case for them the last two seasons. I mean, really difficult times, even getting to the playoffs. And now, you know, they start 12-3 this year, and we're all riding high on them, and then they just come plummeting back to earth. And now you just see this scenario where that's the only really viable option they had on offense, and teams are throwing everything they have at him. And so, you know, we'll see what Jimmy does here. You know, a motivated Jimmy Butler is a dangerous thing for the rest of the league. There's no question about that. But he averages like mid-50s in terms of games that he plays during the regular season. And, you know, he carries baggage. And, you know, I just wrote my big story that published that looking back at the trade deadline. But the Heat, for 5 years, they actually really did bend their culture to allow for some of Jimmy's idiosyncrasies. And then when he became disgruntled, they stopped with that. So The Warriors have to figure out how to incorporate him on the floor, and then also how to deal with what he's going to bring to their locker room, given that no matter who they have in that room, Steph Curry has been the boss. So we'll see how Jimmy reacts to all that, too.
Joe Vardon is here with us, covers all things NBA for The Athletic. We know if you go south of San Francisco and go to Los Angeles, we got two bosses on that team right now, Luka Doncic, and then you got LeBron James. They added Mark Williams, who has his own injury issues. How do you think this Lakers team is going to fare the rest of the season and then into whatever is left of LeBron's career?
So, I mean, I loved that they went out and got a center. And, you know, they had to do something, you know, removing Davis there and adding Luka just made the Lakers beyond vulnerable defensively. So, you know, Williams is 23 years old. As you mentioned correctly, he has had quite a bit of injury issues, but when he plays, he's been good, and he has the skill set to give them a chance defensively. You know, I love the pairing of Luka and LeBron and what they can do from an offensive perspective. I mean, you know, the reason why it's harder, much harder to win with LeBron now, especially during the regular season, is because he just doesn't defend. And that is not a knock on him. He's 40 years old. He's played, you know, I don't even remember the number of games, but just this absurd amount of basketball over 22 years. So
more than anybody.
The conservation of energy has to come from somewhere. But so most nights the Lakers are playing like 3.5-on-5 defensively. But he's still a great offensive player, and Luka is the same. And, you know, there's a lot that they can do to you. So I think you're going to see a rejuvenated LeBron who even maybe, you know, applies himself a little bit more at that end. And with Luka, I think the challenge is going to be this is going to sound insane to say, but he's not really an assertive player. And I think you need to look at how it was a little difficult when Kyrie first got to Dallas. You know, Luka and Kyrie were kind of staring at each other like, you shoot, no, you shoot. And LeBron's going to really have to urge him to get involved right away. Otherwise, Luka, just out of the reverence that he has for LeBron, would probably defer to him. So I think that's going to be an issue. You know, I'm not going to come on here and say that the Lakers are a favorite to come out of the West. I don't think that's true. But they've given themselves more of a chance than they had with the moves that they made.
Okay, Joe. Well, that's nice that LeBron and Luka are going to throw flowers at each other. If we go over to Phoenix, are they just throwing darts right now? We got two guys that the team wanted to move them. They got salaries. They don't have depth. What the hell is going on in Phoenix?
Yeah, that's a mess. There's no way to say it. There's no other way to say it. You know, that's another team that got off to a really nice start. You know, Coach Bud got in there and you know, things seemed fresh, and the addition of Tyus Jones to a roster that had all these stars but just no point guard, you really felt great about it. But yeah, depth has been an issue. They're never healthy. The three of the stars like never seem to be playing together. And to your point, yeah, I mean, Bradley has been dealing with this for a while, right? Because the Jimmy situation led to all eyeballs looking at the Suns and for Beal to waive his no-trade clause. So he knows that they were hoping he would move on. The Durant thing was a shocker to Kevin. And, you know, I had even heard, you know, that he was upset. Like, yes, he did roll his ankle, but playing last night was out of the question. Because, you know, he's not going to put himself at greater risk for a team that now is looking to move him. So, you know, they're towards the bottom of the play-in in the West. And, you know, I mean, they still have those three stars. But, they moved on from Nurkic, which is something they wanted to do. But, like, how they go from where they are to a team that makes noise in the playoffs is just, like, you know, I guess the best way to say it is incumbent upon the three stars, two of them who are upset, to decide on their own that they're going to be better.
Oh, Joe, does this line or pretty much start pushing Kevin Durant to say, you know what, I don't want to be here anymore? Is that what's next in the summer?
Well, I think the entire NBA, if you polled whether you're talking about players, scouts, executives, or even media, you know, we're not paid by the NBA, but we spend all of our time in it. If you polled us, we'd say that this is not Kevin Durant's last team.
Yeah.
And that was way before this happened. So there was always the suggestion that that Durant was either going to leave the Suns or ask for a trade or just get traded in general. So heading into this summer, I think it's fair to say that both sides will be considering a move. I think that's the easiest way to say it.
Joe Vardon is here with us, covers all things NBA for The Athletic. Maybe he ends up back in Brooklyn. I have no idea. But let's talk about the East. The Cleveland Cavaliers add DeAndre Hunter, get him from the Hawks. The Hawks end up offloading Bogdanovich, send him off to the Clippers. Do you feel the Cavs are now deep enough still to go for a run? I mean, that starting lineup is pretty tight.
Oh, they were always deep enough to go on a run. I do not think that any team in the East outside of Boston could beat the Cavs this year in a 7-game series. And I that includes the Knicks. I think we need to consider what the Cavs have accomplished. And deem it to be real. But that's a separate issue. What matters and what we still don't know is, do they have enough to beat Boston? The Celtics are so deep that they couldn't, there's no trade out there for them. You know, other than, I mean, if Dallas had called the Celtics and said, what do you think, Luka for Tatum? Okay, but outside, they didn't make that call. So there was nothing the Celtics could do to get better than they already are. They're bored. They're hurt at times. And, you know, it's harder to defend a title. Like, it's harder to be focused in the regular season after winning a championship than it used to be. So they're still the deepest team in the East. And, you know, the Cavs' problem in the 10 games they've lost, for the most part, has been physicality, especially on the perimeter. So, you know, DeAndre Hunter is 6'8". He's shooting 40% from three. He's averaging 19 points a game. He gives you almost a block and almost a steal per game. So from the prototype perspective, he is what they needed. He is the player that they haven't had since they got good again. But when the chips are down, and Porzingis is in that starting lineup along with Tatum and Brown and Derek White and Drew Holiday. I mean, those are rugged, rugged, physical, big guys all across the board. And so this Cavs team that now has that, they now have three guys who can play, you know, either in the post or on the wing. And then you have the two all-star guards who are brilliant offensively, but, you know, they are smaller. Yeah. You know, is that enough? So I think the Cavs are going to have home court for that series in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, I don't see the Celtics catching them here over the next 2 months. So, you know, that'll be great. But it's going to come down to, you know, like, will the Cavs, with this new trade, will that be enough to match the experience and the physicality of the Celtics? And I don't have an answer for you right now.
And Joe, as we wrap things up, what team do you think has bolstered their chances? I mean, we can look at a lot of minor trades that took place. OKC is pretty sad, and we saw the Hawks kind of continue to break things down. Is it the Lakers and the Cavs who better position themselves to go on a run, would you say?
No doubt. That's who it is. And I mean, I went on and on about how I don't know if the Cavs have enough yet to beat the Celtics, but they did what they had to do. You know, I mean, they had a team good enough to win 60 plus games in an NBA regular season. And they went and made that team better. They got a player who will make more of an impact in the postseason than the two players that they sent out. And of all the major contenders who I considered to be in no order, the Cavs, the Celtics, the Thunder, and the Nuggets, the Cavs are the team that made the biggest splash. So, you know, they are the team, I guess, who won the deadline, because at the end of the day, what are we trying to do here? We're trying to win championships. And Cleveland made the move that puts them in the best chance. You know, the Lakers changed their trajectory, I think, more than any team. You know, you love what the Spurs did by getting De'Aaron Fox. You credit the Warriors for taking a swing. Miami, they're seventh in the East, but they've been playing without Jimmy. Now they get Andrew Wiggins, who's a really, really good two-way player. You put him on a gritty team like the Heat, maybe they become a tough out. But, you know, those are the teams that made the biggest move. The moves that I get that I would say put them in the best position. Dallas would say, hey, what about us, you know, with Davis, but it's
good,
you know,
luck.
That what they have to do is they have to, Kyrie has to carry the load among their guards, and they have to get the ball to Davis for him to be able to average those 26 points.
Yeah, good for Nico. I think he will be, I think he's thinking about his next gig at another shoe company. I don't know the way he's making things. I don't know about that one. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for taking the time to join us and talk about the deadline. Where can people follow you and all of your work with The Athletic?
Just at theathletic.com. You know, we're owned by the New York Times, so you can see our stuff there too. And we appreciate the business.
No doubt about it. Hey, I know. I looked at my statement this morning. They took more money from me, Joe, okay?
thank you very much.
I'm reminded. Hey, thank you again, and enjoy All-Star. Have fun in San Fran, okay?
I'll do it, my man. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. That Joe Vardon covers all things NBA for The Athletic. Yeah, Joe's cool, dude. I like having Joe on. Hickey, I was about to tell him to take his make sure he takes his bulletproof vest, but I didn't want to.
Oh, Mike!
I didn't want...
All right, Charles Barkley.
No, I'm not safe. No, I love San Francisco.
Oh my God!
They shot Hickey. Do you know how many people I talked about this to this week? They shot the San Francisco 49ers wide receiver downtown.
Ricky Pierce, stay away from downtown.
Yeah, Hickey, I've stayed at the hotel right across the street from where he got shot. Union Square used to be beautiful, depending on who's sitting on a bench and what they're doing, man. Come on.
So safe to say we will not see you at All-Star Weekend in a few weekends?
No, I'm not going to be at All-Star Weekend.
No?
Now, San Francisco next year for the Super Bowl, I think I'll go and do that.
Okay.
You want to go do that?
Sure. Now, is it in Santa Clara or is it going to be in San Francisco?
Oh, well, the stadium is Santa Clara.
Right.
But everything else is in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll follow you around. I've never been, so I'll trust you to show me where to go.
Yeah, lots of hills. You got to walk not everywhere. It's more walking than they're doing in New Orleans right now.
Okay. And get some exercise in.
Much more hilly. Looks like Full House because that's where they filmed it. Minus what? The Twins?
No, I was going to say minus the... Yeah. Yeah.
Mary-Kate and Ashley will not be there.
No, that's a shame.
Now, Mary-Kate and Ashley, a version with no teeth outside, possibly. Okay. Hey, Marco Belletti, you love Full House, right? You love Uncle Danny?
Was it Danny? Jesse?
Uncle Jesse.
Right? Yeah. No, I definitely watched it.
Yeah. And the Olsen twins, what are they doing now? Anybody? They doing fashion?
I have no idea. I know their sister was in those Marvel movies.
The sister?
Elizabeth Olsen. She was,
Excuse me.
From Always Sunny?
Always Sunny. No.
That's
Marvel.
Kate Olsen.
No, what's the... she played the Scarlet Witch.
There's another Olsen?
Yeah. Their younger sister. Yeah. No, she was big. She was the Scarlet Witch. She had the show. I can't think of...
Nah, it doesn't matter. Not important enough.
You didn't watch the Marvel movies then? You didn't see any of them?
I stopped at Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire.
Oh, come on now. See, if you watched all the Avenger movies that came out, she was a big part of it. Yes.
I don't got time for that. I know everybody's story. Spider-Man got bit by a spider. Iron Man is a rich guy building stuff. Batman, they killed his parents in an alley, and now he's a dark villain. Mm-hmm, and he's DC. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, he is. Yes.
But I can tell every Marvel thing in 2 seconds. Not that tough. Superman something got abandoned by his parents. Now he's here on Earth. He's allergic to Krypton. Okay, come on.
Abandon's a bit strong.
The planet got blown up?
Yeah, and they sent him to, you know, survive. He was the only one that survived.
And they hit him in a field. End of story. Done. And now they found out he could break stuff. Our kid is breaking stuff. Okay, big deal.
Yeah. Well, the parents in the U.S. found out.
I'm going to write a synopsis on all of this stuff, okay? Take me 1 hour. Done.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm going
to get your major thesis. Get to the point.
Be one page. It's not going to take long. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, Barry Sanders arriving for NFL honors. Can't wait to see Eli Manning not make the Hall of Fame. Anyway, we're going to come back with more on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, to that guy, thank you, man. First time for everything. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you so much to Joe Varden from The Athletic for coming by and talking to us about all the moves that took place. Typically, you have just a flurry of moves, like at the trade deadline. Everything really got started, as we know, on Saturday night when Luka Doncic went from the Dallas Mavericks to the Los Angeles Lakers. That just had a cascade effect on everything else. De'Aaron Fox and then Jimmy Butler. It's wild. But the Cavs, Lakers, those are your big time winners. Don't get me started on what the Hawks are doing. I know what they're doing. They're stinking a joint up. They're going to be stinking a joint up for a while. This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else is second. You know, we just heard from Joe Varden about all these players moving, coming, and going, and what have you. Everybody at Ohio State, if you're in the minority now of people who still can't stand Ryan Day because he lost to Michigan despite winning a national championship, if you still can't stand the guy, tough. He got a contract extension. They have added 3 years to his deal. He's going to coach Ohio State through 2031. He's also getting a pay raise. He's gone from $10 million a year. Congratulations to him. He's now going to make $12.5 million per year. He isn't going anywhere. Listen to this report. CBS Sports HQ told us about it.
We've got breaking news out of college football. Ohio State head coach Ryan Day has signed a new 7-year contract that will pay him $12.5 million per year. Day has a 70-10 record with the Buckeyes and is, of course, fresh off leading OSU to their first national title since 2014. He's now signed in Columbus through the 2031 season. Ohio State will open up their title defense on August 30th when they take on Texas at the Shoe.
Yeah, Ryan Day already said, if I lose that game, even though I just won a championship, wait for everybody to just come through and curse me out. And he's right. Don't lose that game. Can't wait to see what Arch Manning does. Hick, you think Arch is at NFL honors watching his uncle not get inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Well, I guess if he gets the heads up, probably not then, right?
Well, he's home. Yeah, he's home.
In school, really.
Oh, you're right. Oh, yes, yeah, school. What is he learning? Who's doing his work for him?
Well, I guess the more important thing is he's at winter workouts for football.
Ah, okay.
Those early morning 6 a.m. weightlifting sessions. You know, you can't be in New Orleans eating gumbo, putting on some weight, as you know.
He's not Zion. He's from Louisiana. It's all normal to him.
That's true. That's a good point.
They put Zion in, like, the food capital of America. Why would they do
that? Don't get fat, please.
It's like putting cookies in front of children and going, don't eat the cookies. Good luck to Zion, man. That guy, he's making millions of dollars. Good for him anyway. Get fat. Eat. Get fat. And don't do those other things he was doing, because that lady hated his guts, that adult star. He's making some poor decisions. Hickey, they should have traded him to Utah, okay? Things would have been different.
Hard to get in trouble there.
Things would be different. Make your alcohol behind a sheet, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We take a break. We're going to come back, talk some more NFL. We got Herm Edwards, who's going to be joining us in this upcoming hour. Talk some more NFL, NBA. NFL Honors is going to start in an hour. Oh, Snoop Dogg is going to host it. Does he have a clone? How's he doing all the TV? He does everything. He's guys all over the place.